Dance, soar, flow, bend, create, and inspire. That all takes place at The Birditude. Hello everyone and welcome to Living the Good Life, the only show in the San Fernando Valley that contains no trans fat and is all about the benefits of staying active and eating healthy. Today is Monday, May 8th, and you are tuned in to kpcradio.com. I am your host, Yadira Gonzalez. The Birditude is a quite unique dance studio in Canoga Park. Why? Well, because they teach a variety of dance and fitness classes, but the attention getter is definitely pole dancing. With that said, I now want to welcome my guest. She is the owner of The Birditude, Danielle Gianantonio. How are you, Danielle? Thanks for being on the show today.
I'm well. Thank you for having me.
Great. Thank you. Now, I want to start off by asking you, what does Birditude mean?
Well, it's a mix of vertical and attitude.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah.
Did you come up with that name?
I didn't, no. Sergio Louise Anderson was the founder of The Birditude, and she created it and, you know, nurtured it, and I was just lucky enough to take over.
How long has The Birditude been open?
About 5 years.
5 years.
Yes, and it's been mine since last November.
Last November? Have you been teaching there before?
Mm-hmm.
Before owning it?
Yeah, I was a student there first, and then I started substituting classes. For a while, I never had a regular class that I taught, just, you know, a class here or there, and I was always a student. So,
right. Yeah. How long did you go there as a student before substituting?
Oh, man. Probably 2 years, but maybe only about a year regularly. Okay. It was right by my house, but I had another studio, and I just never really started to go, you know, for the first year.
Uh-huh. So they only called you, like, when they needed a substitute, like, when a teacher couldn't show
mm-hmm.
up?
Yeah, exactly. I had a friend that I took classes with at a different studio recommend me as a sub there.
So I guess you were that good that they actually, right, got you as a substitute?
Well, you know, pretty good.
Have you done that before, pole dancing, or how did they, like, they just believed in you? You were that good?
Well, I was instructing at other studios.
What other studios?
Yeah, I've been pole dancing for about 4 years, and about a year and a half into it, I started subbing at a couple different studios and then had a regular class at a couple different studios.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. And how long ago did you say you started doing pole dancing in general?
About 4 years ago.
4 years ago. Mm-hmm. Okay. Did you do any dances, other type of dances before?
No.
No,
as not a dancer at all.
Nothing?
Mm-mm.
So how did your, like, interest for pole dancing begin?
It was always something I was interested in. I was scared of it. I thought that it was really hard and beautiful, and it was something I always wanted to try to do, but never did for years and years and years. And I went through a bit of a transition. I was overweight and unhappy and turning 30, and because of those things, I thought, like, oh, you know, I'm old and I never do anything. And so I changed that. I started working out, and with that came the confidence to just take my first pole class, and that was it. That was literally it. I was just life-changing.
So after you lost weight, is that when you decided to start doing pole dancing?
Yeah, I had lost a lot of weight, but not all of it. Pole dancing had helped, you know, get me to that final stretch.
What did you do before doing pole dancing, like, to lose that weight that you
said
you...
boot camp.
Boot camp.
Yeah, I found a trainer on Groupon, actually, who uh-huh. did a boot camp in the park, and he was amazing, and I've followed him to a couple different studios, and now he opened his own studio, too, so, and he transformed me.
Wow. What type of activity did you do there at the boot camp?
Oh, gosh. burpees. Lots of burpees. Weightlifting, push-ups, sit-ups. Because it was in a park, it was mostly just your own body weight sort of exercises, pull-ups, things like that.
Oh, okay. Was it like a large group workout or
sometimes,
individual?
Sometimes it was just me.
Just you.
Because he was just building his business.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And how long ago did you said you needed to, like, lose weight when you said you were not confident?
About 5 years ago.
So 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm. I was, I'm 35 now, and my 30th birthday was approaching, and I think that was it. I was like, uh-oh. I freaked out a little bit and had to make a change.
Wow. Well, I mean, you look really good now. I wouldn't have imagined that you were like that.
Thank you.
Now, what are the benefits of pole dancing? What would you...
Gosh. Obviously, there's the fitness benefits. Mm. It takes incredible strength. It's hard to explain, but the confidence that you get from it is amazing. Just being able to do those things, it helps you realize how much more you can do. If that makes sense. Right.
Would you consider it's more like a workout, or you do it for fun, or
anything? It's anything you want it to be. You know, there's a stigma attached to it still about it being very sexy, and people see it in the clubs, and it can be that for you. Or it can be like gymnastics, or anywhere in between. That's what's so beautiful about it.
So you climb the pole and you do what other kind of stuff in it? Like,
You climb, you invert, you spin.
Wow.
It's like an Olympic sport as far as I'm concerned.
How is that at first? Isn't it like hard? Like, don't you feel you're going to fall off or like slip? And
yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
How do you start getting that?
It's very hard.
Strengthen.
You just do it. You really just do it. It hurts. You bruise because it's a metal pole. You're knocking into it. Your skin burns from gripping. And I tell everybody in early pole dancing classes that everything hurts until it doesn't.
Right.
Because you just really have to do it. And I'll do a new move and I'll get a bruise. I'll do it again and I'll get a bruise. And eventually, no more bruises.
No.
Until I do a new move.
So like with practice, it takes perfection.
Mm-hmm.
Is it cold? How does the pole feel? Like, I've always wondered.
You know, it can be cold. It depends on climate. It depends on the room.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes if it's kind of a sticky day, you'll have like great sticky pole dancing, do all kinds of things. If it's cold, it might be a little bit slippery, harder to stick. We always do a really good long warm-up too, so that conditions your body to be prepared for all of those things.
Mm. What does a warm-up consist of?
Some stretching, some active warm-up. I do a lot of squats. Shoulders are really important in pole dancing, so I just make sure to warm up everyone's shoulders really well.
Would that be like the most hurt
part
of your body? Like when you start doing it, you're more sore from there?
Oh, absolutely. I tell everybody in my intro to pole classes that the next day they're probably not going to be able to lift their arms above their head.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's pretty rough.
That bad.
Yes, but we do a really good job of preparing everybody for that because one of the most common injuries in pole dancing is shoulders. So it's super important to always warm up and always understand the muscle engagement so that you don't hurt yourself.
Right. Have you ever like falling off, or did you fall when you started out of the pole?
I have fallen off. Not when I started. It started when I was really doing crazy things in the air. nothing bad. You know, you sort of learn how to break your fall, how to land. I've never hurt myself, really, but there's accidents. Absolutely.
It happens. Mm-hmm. Have you seen any bad accident by a student?
No, thankfully no.
Nothing before.
Yes, we have excellent spotting techniques, excellent instructors. We, we protect you as much as possible.
Right. Now, do you know where this idea originally comes from, the whole pole dancing? Did it start?
You know, I don't actually know. There's a lot of, I think there's two separate groups of the people who believe that pole dancing started in the strip club.
Mm-hmm.
And then the argument that there's an ancient Chinese pole that you'll see in more like acrobatic stuff, like Cirque du Soleil.
Right.
I don't actually know where it came from.
You know? No idea.
Yeah, it doesn't. And either way, wherever it came from, I don't mind.
You're like, I'm glad, right? You're glad it happened.
Yeah, I love it. So
that's great. Now tell me about the studio. So how long have you owned it, you said?
Since November.
Since November.
So, oh gosh, 7 months?
That's quite short.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you said before you were my student and then you became... All right. So you are currently an instructor, or you're just there owning the place?
I do. I do instruct. Right now I'm teaching 5 classes a week. I don't even actually know how many classes we have. There's a lot. We have about 17 instructors and classes every day of the week. But yeah, and I'm teaching 5 of them right now.
5 of them. So are they like large groups, or how does the classes work?
In the studio, the whole studio, we have 2 separate studios. Mm-hmm. One of them is smaller and only has 4 poles. The other is larger and has 8 poles. So depending on the class, depending on the room it's in, will depend on how big the group is. Mm-hmm. So we'll have, I think our largest class maxes out at about 14. And then I think we have smaller ones that max out around 8.
Around 8. Mm-hmm. Do you have to, like, register before, or can people just show up and, like, walk-ins?
You can walk in, but we highly suggest signing up. Okay. Two reasons. One, you want to make sure that you get your spot in case it's full. Mm-hmm. Two, we need two people in order to run the class. So if you know you want to come, you should sign up, because if we only have, say, one sign-up or zero sign-ups, we'll cancel.
Oh,
so it's always good to sign up ahead of time.
So there could be two instructors at a time, you said, if the class is big?
No, only one. Oh, okay. One, but we need two students in order to run a class. We won't run a class with one.
With just one. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, I understand. So when women come in, what do they say? Do they, like, come in saying, I want to lose weight, I want to just learn how to pole dance for fun or for something new?
Usually, I think I hear something new for fun, just to try it. Kind of like how I was, where it was always something that I saw seemed fun, you know, I was a little hesitant, I didn't know, and I get that a lot. Yeah.
Great. Now, and has anyone come in to you and said, oh, you know, they want to prepare, like, a sexy dance for their husband or for their honeymoon or something, you know, just learn how to pole dance?
Definitely. Yeah. We get a lot of bachelorette parties, which are super fun.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But yeah, I've had people specifically tell me, like, I just want to learn the sexy side of pole dancing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What would you call it? The sexy side. What would be the other side?
would be the sporty side. Yeah. Where you, it's so hard to explain. I teach two intro classes on Friday nights. Okay. The first one I call fundamentals, and the second one I call sexy basics. So the difference between those is the fundamentals, or the sportier side, we would focus on spins and conditioning and inverting and things like that, and just very trick-based. The second, the sexy one, the sexier side, sometimes we wear heels. We do body rolls, a lot of, like, very slinky, sexy, transitional sort of things, floor work. So, yeah.
Cool, like floor dancing. So the first one is, I mean, kind of for beginners. You learn how to do the spins and stuff, and mm-hmm. second one is...
Yeah.
What would be the age average for women who take the classes?
Gosh, I would say probably mid-20s. Mm-hmm. We do have people of all ages, which I think is wonderful. I have students come in and say, oh, you know, we're a group of, you know, 60-something-year-old women, and I get so excited. But, yeah, mostly I find that they're in the mid to late 20s.
Mm-hmm. What would be, like, the oldest age you've seen? Oldest student?
Personally, at my studio, I think mid-60s.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And how do they perform?
Amazing.
Yes?
Yes. Incredible.
Wow.
Yeah.
How about the youngest?
God, the youngest. I'm not too sure. I would say probably 19, 20.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can have, like, a little girl, like 10, 11-year-old will know, right?
Not right now. I absolutely think you could. I've seen pole dancers that are 10, 11 years old, and they're amazing.
Wow.
They're like gymnasts. They're so flexible, and just they learn quickly. They're wonderful. Right now, I think we have a minimum age of 13. I don't think that we've had a student that age, but it's really important to make sure that they're old enough to have body awareness and to really listen to instruction. And I don't think we're set up for really taking care of anybody younger than that, which is why we don't have right now, but maybe in the future.
Could happen. Is it for, like, do you think it's safety reasons that maybe younger girls don't do it?
Yeah. You know, I don't want them distracted or not listening or, you know, following instructions, and I don't want people to get hurt.
Did you, when you were that young, did you ever think of maybe joining a class like this?
Not like this. I don't think I was aware of that, but I did enjoy gymnastics a lot, and I lump it in the same category. So
the moves are similar. Everything is.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, great. And what type of clothes are worn in a class? Well, like the students.
Mm-hmm. In pole, we usually wear little shorts and sports bras.
Oh.
The reason we do that is because the pole is metal, and we need our skin to stick.
Oh.
So a lot of people are like, oh, well, why do you have to wear skimpy clothing? Well, we literally have to in order to, you know, do the moves.
like, you don't burn yourself with the, you know, the skin in the pool or...
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I would imagine, like, it might hurt or something.
That's part of the pain.
Mm-hmm. Has anybody complained, like, say, no, I don't want to wear this anymore. I need to, you know, cover my, I don't know, maybe my belly so I won't get hurt.
Yeah. Yeah, but it doesn't work. You can't do it with your clothing. So I just try to remind them again that it will stop hurting. You just got to do it.
All right. How about you guys, the instructors? What do you wear? Is it lingerie? Same thing?
No lingerie. It's all very sporty. You can.
If you want to.
If you want to. But in a class setting, it's not really appropriate. So it's sporty. It's skimpy, but it's sporty.
Right. At least it's like, it's all girls. You know, you can wear little shorts and no problem.
Yeah, absolutely.
Has a guy ever taken a class?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes. Wow. Men are amazing pole dancers.
Really?
Yeah, they have all that natural upper body strength and they can do incredible things.
Right.
Yeah, and we get male students pretty regularly. And we get excited about it, too.
What would be, like, the percentage of guys in the class? Like, maybe...
2%.
2%. Aren't they, like, heavier to lift their body? Or I mean, I know they're stronger, but wouldn't they be a little heavier because they have muscle?
So I think it evens out. Their muscle tone helps that. We find that men are less flexible than women, so they do struggle with certain things. You know, where we might be more flexible, but we struggle with the strength. They have the strength, but then, you know, pointing their toes and straightening their legs and things like that comes a lot harder to them.
Wow. So do they, like, lift their whole body up? You know, I've seen how they grab a pole and, like, they look straight up, like, their body. I'm like, how can they do that?
Sometimes, yeah. Men don't usually walk in and are able to do that. But, yeah, that comes a lot easier to them as well. And all men, that's the first thing they go to. They're like, oh, let me try this, because they've all seen the guys do that, just like you have.
Right.
Yeah. And then they realize how hard it actually is.
Do they actually, like, last in classes? Like, guys don't, you don't have one that shows up one day, and then by the next class, he's not there. Like, they actually continue going to the classes?
I would say most of them I see once or twice. Uh-huh. But there are a select few that keep with it.
And do they say, like, or have you asked them more? Why are you interested in taking the class? Just
not
curious.
Not at all. I think everyone should take it.
Right.
Yeah.
Sounds like fun. So you think pole dancing is controversial? Has anyone, like, given you any negative comments, or you've seen people write?
I've seen a lot of negative comments, not directed at me, thankfully. I've stayed out of that drama a bit, and I tend to think it's because I ignore it. Like, I don't, if you have a certain perception about something, all I can do is show you differently. I'm not going to try to convince you. I'm not going to get in an argument with you online to try to convince you. You see it or you don't, and that's okay.
Right, yeah, because some people, I mean, since they see it done at strip clubs or something, like, well, they would consider it something bad or...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I just don't give it the time of day. I'm like, do you see me stripping my clothes off? No. Not a stripper.
It just doesn't bother you.
No.
What would you, like, tell those people that think it's actually bad? You know, think it's something bad, a bad influence for maybe for kids to see? What would you tell them what the benefits are of dancing?
Well, one, I would tell them to actually look into it and watch it. Forget what they think they know and just watch it and form their own opinions from there. If you do that, you'll see the benefits. You'll see the physical benefits, the confidence benefits. There's legitimate pole dancing competitions.
Wow.
Yeah. And I think anybody who takes the time to really pay attention to that will see that it's more than a strip club thing.
You guys go to those competitions? So yes?
Yeah.
With how many other, like, places do you compete, or how do those work?
I don't know actually how many competitions there are, but I just went to one. Some of our students were performing. I think we had 10 competing, and there were hundreds of competitors from all over the country. Yeah, in different categories. You know, they've got level 1 to level 4, and then there's a professional category as well.
Mm. What would be done at the professional one? Like, what type of moves?
Well, anything really. How they determine the levels has a lot to do with points of contact on the pole, which means a certain move might have 4 points of contact, 4 different points that your body's touching. You know, a leg, your side, two hands. I think in level four, you can do moves that have 2 points of contact. So if you bring it back, level three, you have to have 3 points of contact. There's a lot more that goes into it, mm-hmm. but that's an example. At the pro level, you can do whatever you want.
Anything. Mm-hmm. So it's just like freestyle, whatever move they see it's better, I guess that's mm-hmm. how they decide?
Yeah.
So, and what would be the part of your body that works the most while you're dancing a pole, climbing the pole?
That's hard to say. I think the easy answer would probably be upper body, but it's everything. It's core. Core is super important as well. Mm-hmm. Just stabilizing yourself, full body.
The arms, maybe mm-hmm. a lot.
Arms a lot. That's, yes.
And what else do you guys teach there at the Birditude? What other classes you offer?
We have aerial classes as well. Okay. We have hammock, silks, and lyra, which is the aerial hoop.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Hoop. You just, what do you do with that?
Yeah, the lyra. It's in the air. It's a hoop. Uh-huh. It's similar to, I would say, trapeze. That's something that people are more familiar with, uh-huh. Where you can invert from the bottom of the hoop. From the top of the hoop, you can sit in it. It's hard to explain these things.
Is it like a thin hoop or?
It is, yeah.
It is, right?
Yeah, you can, you know, grip it pretty uh-huh. easily.
Is it kind of what they do at the circus? With
yeah.
a hoop like that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, tell me about the booty yoga. What is that?
Mm. Booty yoga. That's super fun and super hard. Oh my gosh, talk about a workout.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I would describe it as a high energy yoga, so a lot of movement. So you're stretching and you're doing all of the same sort of yoga poses, mm-hmm. but it's incorporated with, loud energetic music, and you just keep your body moving the entire time.
So it's not the regular yoga that's all relaxed, quiet. This is
no,
the
this
opposite.
Is going to kick your butt.
What kind of movements are done? I mean,
lots of squats.
Squats.
Huh? Yeah.
What about the flexibility and floor shapes? What is that?
Mm. That class is now deep stretch and flexibility. Uh-huh. We had an instructor change. So it's just working on flexibility, learning the proper techniques to stretch and gain flexibility so that you don't hurt yourself.
Oh, okay. Do they teach you how to do a split maybe?
Mm-hmm. Yes? Absolutely. Yeah, splits, back bends, things like that.
All of that. In the jazz ballet, do you all guys teach that as
we
well?
We do, wow. Yeah. That class I'm not that familiar with because I'm not a dancer and I'm scared of it.
Okay.
But it is. It's an adult beginner jazz and ballet class.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And how many instructors do that? It's somebody else, right? Not you?
Not me,
not
no.
You. Have you ever danced that before?
Ballet? No. I've taken a few beginner classes. But yeah, I plan on taking it. I just haven't yet because I focus mostly on pole.
On pole. So what would be your favorite dance, let's just say, other than pole?
Other than pole, well, I also do the aerial hoop. There. And that's my second favorite.
Okay. Now, tell me a little bit more on the schedule for the studio. The classes are offered Monday through Friday?
Monday through Sunday.
Through Sunday, right.
Every single day.
All right. Well, anything else you want to add before we wrap up the show?
Oh gosh, just I really appreciate you having us, and I hope that people will be more open to taking pole and aerial classes.
All right, well, great. I want to thank you so much, Danielle, for being on the show today. It was a pleasure having you.
Thank you.
Remember, guys, her name is Danielle Gianantonio, owner and dance instructor at The Birditude, located at 8511 Canoga Avenue in the city of Canoga Park. For more info, make sure to check out her website, thebirditude.com. Thank you all for listening, and make sure to also check us out next Monday for another episode of Living the Good Life, exclusively here at kpcradio.com. I am your host, Yadira Gonzalez, signing off.